At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud. I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for
you. Walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White. I am so glad that you're with me today on Keeping It Real on Purpose. Thank you for being here today, and I'm so glad you took the time to listen in on what is being talked about. Remember, Keeping It Real focuses on real issues that we all face in our lives. The things that only you and your close friends talk about, or even the secret things that you think. It's an intimate conversation or intimate chat about being wounded in life, love and relationships, and business, then making it wonderful with every lesson you learn and a large dose of loving yourself. Yes, I said loving yourself. So today's topic, ladies and gentlemen, is finding your purpose. So everyone knows that I am a life purpose coach. And a lot of people ask me, what's the purpose? What is it that you really do? How can you make purpose profitable? Well, it's simple. It's like having a business, knowing what you want to do in life, and having that business and working it and being able to make it grow or build on it to make it better, to have profit. Just because you have a purpose in life doesn't mean that you have to be poor. Let's understand that. Being poor does not help the long goal of all of this, the long-term goal. It doesn't help that. So if you ever started on a great journey of finding your purpose, let me tell you this, you'll never find your purpose in life, because there's no journey to finding the purpose. So don't waste your time searching, looking, digging, don't waste your time. I know you're probably saying, wait a minute, what are you saying? I just want you to hear me out on this. Finding your purpose in life is something like society is forcing us to do. For years, finding my purpose is all that I did. And when it sounded good coming out of someone else's mouth, I did it. That's not obeying what's inside of you. The question you should be asking is not, what is my purpose in life, but rather, why do I need to find my purpose in life? Now, why do you need to find it? Why do you need to develop it? Why do you need to hone it? Why do you need to make it better? Why do you need that? Let me explain. Why looking for your purpose is in life is completely the wrong approach and what you should be doing instead. So what you should be doing is stop looking for your purpose in life. You remember that big question that says, what do you want to be when you grow up? Growing up, your parents and your teachers probably asked you a question. The biggest question, what do you want to be when you grow up? And that could scare any child because it scared me because I was like, wow, I can't think about when I grow up. I'm having too much fun in the right now. So some children would say, oh, I want to, if they were watching TV, influenced by TV, because they don't know what growing up means. They don't know what anything else is until they're influenced. So maybe they saw a fireman on TV. I want to be a fireman. Or Bob the Builder. You remember him? Oh, I want to be him. So the answer would be quite obvious for a child to say, oh, since I was watching this, I'm going to be that. But that's not finding or knowing or even answering the question. So we need to come up with different questions for that. And, you know, as always, we all have a different answer. Hairdresser. My granddaughter says she wants to be a singer and a nail technician. She's only 5. A fireman and a dancer. And a doctor, too, she said. So all those answers come out of influence from where you are or what you're watching or what you're doing. It all comes from that child being noticing that, whether it be television or just in general in the community. Choosing a profession that you have to do for the rest of your life, first of all, is daunting to a child to even answer, and it's quite intimidating. After all, we are talking about the purpose in your life. Not the role that you play, but the purpose. Sometimes your career becomes a purpose in life, which is wrong. Your career becomes your purpose, accidentally. We are taught to identify ourselves with certain professions, which in turn becomes our purpose. It seems like our profession should define what we were born to do. So let's illustrate with the example of Peter and John. Peter is a fireman, and his purpose in life is to put out fires and save cats that are stuck in trees. Who did I say the other one was? Peter and... I forget what the other one... Okay, all right, whoever it was. John. And John is a construction worker, and his purpose is to build and fix houses and roads. These characters show us that we should choose a single profession when we grow up. One single profession. This profession becomes our identity, and your purpose is a result of the profession. So why do we do this? Why do we need to choose a single purpose of what we will do with our lives? My friend Cindy would probably say this is the greatest thing ever, but John Lennon from the Beatles had an enlightening answer to this question, which is worth thinking about. So listen to this. He said, when I was 5 years old, my mother always told me that happiness was the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment, and I told them they didn't understand life. That one, I guess it's post or whatever it was for me, showed me that I needed to be happy. No matter what profession I chose, what role that I was taking, I had to be happy. We choose our career with a gun pointed to our heads. Based on the way we're growing up, we are all faced with choices when entering adulthood. We need to choose what we'll study and which career path we will follow. Doesn't that sound so monotone? The pressure of time is on the date as the date approaches. We give whispers from our parents who think we should be taking off in our career or even having children or even getting married. Our career council believes career B is a right choice for us. We ourselves actually think career C might be interesting, but we're afraid if we don't make enough money, we won't take that chance. And then we'd have to hear our parents saying, this is not serious. The choice of a career is a tough one, to say the least. It seems like everyone has an opinion and some wisdom to share. We end up weighing our options and choosing the one that would rank high in several criteria. The one that makes the most money, is well respected by others, and lastly, is somewhat interesting for others. Once we make this choice, we commit to this career path. We're there, we're doing it. I remember when I was told that nursing and working in the medical field was the place to be. And I put in 10 years. I went and did the test and took the test and passed the test. And I was chosen and I had a split shift. I hated a split shift because I had children. So I hated a split shift, but I still did it because this was going to be a career that I chose. Then I applied to be the supervisor, got the supervisory position. Fast forward, I thought this was going to be a career because it was a well-paying job and everything was promising. But then my body started aching because I was working with, handicapped individuals. My body started aching, was consuming so much time of my day. I had children that I had to take care of and have babysitters for, and I couldn't find that. And it was just chaotic the entire time. To the outside, I looked like this serious adult who knew exactly what I was doing. On the inside, I was a hot mess who knew nothing about what was going on. So questions started to rise inside of me. Is this right? Is this it? Is this my sole purpose in life? Life hits us unexpectedly, in certain parts of our life. It hits us unexpectedly and we start questioning where we're going to go, what we're going to do. Many of us start doubting that we made the right choice, because like I did, I was like, I don't think I made the right choice in working in developmentally disabled, making that a career. Did we choose the right purpose? Did we make the right commitment? What if they are not sure now, and I'm not sure now, and maybe I change my mind later? These questions are totally normal because they happen to me and I know they happen to a lot more other people. So normally, This is a phenomenon for us because we are so consumed with roles and power struggles that we get offline of what we really love to do, who we really are, our original self and all of that. If I was to be my original self and was able to be my original self, providing care for the developmental disabled, I probably would have been okay. But I wasn't my original self in that. I couldn't be my whole self in that. I couldn't speak the way I wanted to speak, say the things I wanted to say, to make the direction, make changes, be creative. I couldn't do that in that role. So that wasn't me. That wasn't my purpose. The master club of go with the norm is growing rapidly. And we have to stop that. You might be familiar with the midlife crisis, 40 to 55 years old, is a moment when one is doubting whether they're fulfilling their purpose in life, male and female alike. Evolution led us to have this moment earlier so that we can redesign our lives sooner rather than later. But what happens? Life gets in the way. And so this is why we're probably searching to find our purpose in life right now. You are not strange for searching for your purpose, and you are not weird. In fact, according to Google, there's 100,000 monthly searches of the phrase purpose in life. I was always searching for the term at some point and thought something was wrong with me. Then I decided to not look to find a single purpose for myself, but rather create time to do anything I wanted to. By having more time, you can do different things that you find purposeful. And you know how people talk about, I want free time, I want freedom in time, I want all of this time. And, you know, they talk about that stuff. And I don't think they really know what that is. I don't think people really understand what freedom to do what you want to do. I don't think people know what that is. I think they get it and then they're lost and they're, I'm lonely and what should I do? And they're not satisfied and they end up doing something totally different. Freedom and time are all something that you design. Regardless of what you're taught to believe, your purpose is not something waiting to be found. It's just not. Your purpose is not the career you choose, the job you do, or the business you create. Your purpose is something fluid. You can't grasp it. It changes its form and shape at all times. Purpose is a feeling of being significant in anything that you do. Shopping, swimming, significant. Talking to somebody, significant. Your role as a wife, a mom, significant. You can be significant in many different ways at different times. One of the things that holds most of us back from being significant is our limited time. I hear clients say all the time, I don't have enough time in the day. And I'm like, we all have the same time. What are you putting in priority, or what are you doing that you can't put things in order? Your life is out of order when time runs away from you. Remember that. Your life is out of order when time runs away from you. It's out of order. Excessive, anything is an error. So instead of spending time searching for your purpose of life, free up time to live a life full of purpose. I love that. I just so love that. I'm going to say it again because I like it. So instead of spending time searching for our purpose in life, free up time to live a life full of purpose. Create more time to do things that are meaningful to you. Your time is the most precious asset. I can't even explain to you how 1 minute is different from the other. You have time, limited time in a day and in the world. We are raised to believe that there's 8 hours in a day and it should be filled with work. We are raised to think that. That's a huge portion of our time. Does it have to be? Instead of breaking your head over what job gives you purpose, you're looking for what you're looking for, try something different. Free up more time. Perfect example. One of my affirmations is that I have time. I am the creator of my time. And my time is purposeful, strategic, happy, and full of fun. Everything I do makes me laugh and then have enjoyable time. That's one of my affirmations. And everything that I do, sometimes I may have a day that is more serious than not. And I do have to get serious. And I kind of beat myself up because the affirmation, I think about the affirmation, I'm supposed to be happy doing this. But some things warrant you being serious. Like talking about racism, you know, taking a stand against racism, taking a stand against things that are important in life that make everyone fair and make everything fair. But getting back to purpose, your purpose changes continually. Remember how when you were 5, you wanted to be a singer. I don't think I ever wanted to be a singer. And then you were 7, you wanted to be an athlete. And when you were 11, you wanted to be a doctor. True that. You should not stick to one thing that defines your purpose. Because all of those things I just named are roles in your life. And if you enjoy doing them and you have a great time doing them, so be it. I'm not saying you should change your career every year. Don't get me wrong. Yet you should have the possibility to stop doing something you don't find purposeful at any time. And my clients and my friends and people that know me know that if, I say to you, if you're not happy in what you're doing, stop it. Because then it affects your soul and then it affects your body. And your body knows and holds everything. And then you suffer in pain and misery because you're not happy. You should have the time to explore different options for yourself. Have time to do things that you find purposeful. So how do you create more time? I'm going to tell you. Stop wasting time. It starts with the small things like doing less scrolling and be more present. Do your work in less time. Do what you need to do in a strategic manner and get the work done. Get your work done. Be more organized. Stop procrastinating. I have so many clients that don't want to do their job or don't want to do their side entrepreneurial business because they're procrastinating. It's the number one killer of time. And if you're killing time on something that you want to do as an entrepreneur, you're killing time in your own, in the job that you have for 8 hours, supposedly. Shift less to labor intensive income sources. So shift to less labor, which means like more forceful working and intense income sources. So if you have to use your body a lot, remember I told you about me working for that 10 years and I thought that was my career. I was miserable. It hurt my body so bad. Shift from that. Change your attitude towards work. Rap, and like, even if you had a job that's mentally draining, shift from that because it's too intense. Rather than working to live, that's a survival mode. Start living to work, which is a purposeful mode. I love that. I love it, love it, love it, love it. You can free up more time to live a life of purpose by spending less time on earning your money. I'm going to give you a secret for this, the rich and wealthy. Most of their income is not earned through labor. Instead, they create multiple sources of passive income. They use their capital, which is their money, to earn more money rather than spending their time working for money. And I know you all have heard this. It does sound strange, but it's so true. Just Google richest people in the world and how they earn their income, and you see the pattern. They are financially free, and they have free time. They are not obligated to work to cover their bills. They choose to work on things they want to. Financial freedom is freedom in time, is the ability to cover all your expenses without having to work for it. It allows you to free up time to do work you really want to do. Now listen, I'm not saying you have to be rich. Actually, that's far from what I'm saying. You can cover your bills without having to work by creating multiple sources of passive income. This is income that you receive every month, but having not to do anything or much of nothing or very little of something. It's not a myth. Thanks to the internet, most people are living off passive income these days than ever before. So why do I bring that up? There's no big reason. I think that's a really big part of being financially free is also having freedom of time. Finding your purpose in life is not finding it. It's being purposeful. So if now that you know what your purpose is, you can actually say, you know, I get this thing. How am I feeling? And do some inner work and draw out your purposefulness. This is Edna J. White. I'm so glad that you all are with me today. Thank you for stopping by. Remember to subscribe and put on the little dingy button so that when an episode comes out, you know that it's out. Thank you so much for listening to Wounded to Wonderful, Keeping It Real on Purpose. Bye-bye for now.
For 25 years, Brightview Senior Living Associates have been committed to creating a vibrant culture and delivering exceptional services, making Brightview a great place to work and live. If you're looking for a rewarding opportunity to serve your local community and grow, we want you to join our team. Brightview Senior Living is growing and actively seeking vibrant associates to join our community teams, including directors, healthcare, activities, hospitality, and dining. Apply today at careers.brightviewseniorliving.com.
Equal employment opportunities.
Text BV Jobs to 97 7211 to apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.